Technology has almost entirely replaced the travel agent in many brick-and-mortar stores. But high-tech tools like bots are replacing employment in, of all places, accounting. So here's a heads up about where accounting is going in the future. That's the topic today on Mind Matters.
Welcome to Mind Matters, where artificial and natural intelligence meet head-on. Here's your host, Robert J. Marks.
The double-entry bookkeeping method revolutionized accounting 500 years ago. In the old days, little men hunched at desks with green visors spent their time adding up columns of numbers 8 or more hours a day. Along came Lotus 1-2-3, the spreadsheet system, in the 1980s, and it replaced these adders of numbers. Characteristically, the dominating Microsoft Trust killed off Lotus 1-2-3 with what is today everybody's favorite spreadsheet, Microsoft Excel. Then along came TurboTax, and Intuit that kind of hurt the tax accountants. But accounting is more than crunching numbers and filling out forms. Just like the men with the little green visors were replaced by spreadsheets, robotic accounting is replacing some accounting jobs. To talk about this today on Mind Matters is our guest, Jeremiah Marks. Jeremiah is a CPA and earned the MBA at the University of Washington in Seattle. He is currently the CFO and vice president of Opera Philadelphia. And according to the New York Times, Opera Philadelphia is one of the most creative and ambitious companies in this country. That's pretty big kudos, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that really is. Well, welcome, Jeremiah. One of the things that Forbes said about accounting is, well, quote, AI, artificial intelligence, is ready for prime time in accounting. First of all, what did they mean? And I guess, secondly, are they using the word artificial intelligence appropriately?
Absolutely. I believe Forbes is right on the mark when it comes to artificial intelligence and accounting. I'm seeing changes every single day in how we use accounting functions and how we use just the different algorithms and processes in accounting, how they're being taken over more by bots and procedures than by people punching in numbers. And I think that is a good thing.
So you mentioned people punching in numbers. What are some of the other areas that you see impacted?
Yeah, I mean, technically, if you think about it, some areas such as accounts receivable and accounts payable, matching vendors with invoices, and then, you know, bank reconciliations. We can see this with Mint already and what it does with your expenses and how it.
Explain Mint. I use Mint, and it is a really great piece of software.
Yeah. So what it does is they basically have a backend that you allow into the bank, and it brings in your transactions. And based on history, on what you've coded in the past, it uses that information and even what other people have coded those transactions as, and helps you categorize the transaction so that you're not always having to determine what transaction is going where in your budget.
Now, when I use Mint as a personal user, it takes my credit cards, it takes my bank accounts, the checks I write, it takes a mortgage that I still own, it takes my retirement plan, and it puts it all in one place. And is this used at a higher level in business, or are they using about the same sort of idea?
Mint is looking at all the transactions that are coming in and how they're categorized, and that's helping with their information and their reporting.
I did notice that they don't get the categorization totally 100% correct at Mint, but they're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I love Mint because this is Mint.com. They're not a sponsor. They're not giving us any money. But you go there and you set up Mint and you actually get all of your transactions printed out on a single spreadsheet from all the different sources. It's really a wonderful thing to have, especially if you have more than one credit card or more than one checking account. Mm-hmm. Everything is right there at your fingertips. Okay, so that's the data categorization such as Mint.
And banks are doing it as well. I know personally, I use Bank of America, and Bank of America categorizes transactions similarly to how Mint does.
Okay. So this idea of data categorization is one area that you see impacted. Any other areas in accounting?
Yeah, absolutely. Natural language recognition and understanding. One of the biggest issues that we have right now in accounting is taking a paper invoice, and then we have to have some sort of transaction and to take that paper invoice and put it into the system. And so there are accounting systems out there that are starting to look at automated data entry through natural language understanding. So essentially you would scan in your invoice. It would look at where this invoice and the vendor that you've set up, where you had it done previously. It would suggest a GL code, and then you'd be on your merry way rather than having to absolutely enter in each invoice with a person.
Now, I know a big part of accounting these days are governmental regulations and compliance. I would imagine that AI is helping there also.
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially on the reporting side. Determining how you have everything set up, if you have it set up correctly, you can use your system in order to easily comply with these different regulations, including tax, governmental, regulatory, so on and so forth.
Okay. You mentioned the bot. What is a bot?
Yeah. So we have a very specific definition for bot, just with the accounting system that we use at Opera Philadelphia. We use a system called Activity HD by Incuitive. And it's a great, for me, it's a great system. We also do payroll in-house. And what we've done is we've looked at the different processes that we do in accounting. And any process where it's the same thing, where the logic happens, where it happens continuously and is the same over and over again, where there is no decision making, what we've done is we've started to develop some algorithms and develop automatic algorithms in the accounting system in order to handle these processes.
And these, I understand, are accounting tools that you can actually interface with the existing software. So you can specialize the software to do more what you want it to do by writing these little bots. Is that right?
Yeah, a great example is how we determine what employees to set up and send information out to Pennsylvania. So what we do is we look at when the last time the employee was paid, then we put a certain status on them, and that bot is run continuously just to look at a very simple piece in the system, last check, and compared to today's date, and then it gives the employee a status that tells us if we're going to employ that person again, we have to re-register them with the state.
I see. So that's the example of compliance. Now I was reading in Forbes. Forbes said, we expect that by 2020, not only accounting tasks, but also tax, payroll, audits, and banking will be fully automated using AI techniques. This will disrupt the accounting industry in a way it never has for the last 500 years. I guess they're referring to the double entry system that was invented 500 years ago. This is bringing huge opportunities and serious challenges to the auditing industry. Jeremiah, what are they talking about? Who has lost their jobs and who's going to lose their jobs? And maybe what are some of these opportunities that they're talking about?
Yeah, so what I believe they're talking about is what's called, in my mind, the Robotic Accounting Department, or a RAD. And what that does is it takes a lot of the transactional processes that I mentioned earlier, and that's going to be taking over with computing and with accounting software. Where we're still going to need accountants is, decision making is basically taking that information that you've put into the system, looking at it, amalgamating it in a report, and then making a decision. Those jobs will stay. The jobs that we have to look at are the ones that are entering the data into the accounting system and doing analysis that really, in the end, could be done by computers.
I see. Now, has anybody at Opera Philadelphia in the area of accounting lost their jobs because of AI?
Nobody's lost their jobs. But what we had a few months ago is we had one of our senior accountants leave, and I evaluated the work that was done by the senior accountant and decided that I would take the money from that person and invest it into the accounting system. And so that's what we did. And it worked actually quite well. We invested in turning processes that this person would be doing manually, and we turned that into bots for any of the data entry tasks. We brought in a temporary employee that would then put in that information, and it worked extremely well. And that's where I think the future of accounting is going to be going.
Do you think this has happened in other places in the industry where they've replaced these senior accountant types with AI?
I do. I don't know any personally, but you know, it makes sense that this is what's going to happen over the next 5, 10, 20 years.
Well, related to that, is there any advice you would give anybody today who was thinking about pursuing an accountant-related education and ultimately a career in accounting?
Absolutely. The biggest thing is knowing how to make decisions with the information that you have in the system. Being an accountant is not just about data entry anymore. It's about understanding the data, understanding the database, and understanding where the information is going to flow in your reporting system. So that's where, if you're entering in the accounting industry, that's what you need to focus on today.
And this relates to a previous podcast we did together on business intelligence, mm-hmm. and how you actually take the data and you actually interpret it in an intelligent way. So we're going to list here in the podcast notes that previous interview with Jeremiah on business intelligence and how businesses are actually making sense of this data that they are accumulating. You touched on a little bit, but do you have anything else to say about the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big things that we're going to see with artificial intelligence and accounting is I don't believe in the future every single business or every single organization needs its own accounting department. I think what we'll start seeing are these centralized accounting departments that serve multiple businesses and basically end up being a repository for information that they then send out to the business that they're serving, and that they're no longer going to need, you know, the accountants or the data bookkeepers or the data entry individuals that they don't need to be directly employed by the organization. So I believe that we're going to see more of these outsourced accounting departments.
And that's really going to impact the employment of...
Yeah, it's going to impact the employment, but it's also going to impact the bottom line for the organization. You know, I mean, if you can outsource it and it makes sense, then that's what you should do.
Then that's what it is. Excellent. Thank you, Jeremiah. Our guest has been Jeremiah Marks. He's the current CFO and Vice President of Opera Philadelphia. And thanks for spending your time with us, Jeremiah. And until next time on Mind Matters, be of good cheer.
This has been Mind Matters with your host, Robert J. Marks. Explore more at mindmatters.ai. That's mindmatters.ai. Mind Matters is directed and edited by Austin Egbert. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers. Mind Matters is produced and copyrighted by the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute.